Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. President Donald Trump said he spoke with the Saudi King Salman about Khashoggi's fate.
I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will.
Pompeo's in Riyadh to meet King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Mr. Trump said it sounded to him as if rogue killers could have been involved. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident after leaving his country a year ago fearing retribution, has been critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday as part of a joint Turkish-Saudi investigation. That's an important step to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We expect transparency. We expect full clarity from investigations to be done by the Saudi authorities together and in full cooperation with the Turkish authorities.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time Khashoggi did. They left, he did not. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.-led United Nations Command, are holding their first talks this Tuesday on demilitarizing a section of the heavy fortified border that separates the rival Koreas. The talks are taking place in the so-called joint security area, which the three sides have controlled since the Korean War ended in a truce. This is VOA News. China continues to defend its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it's preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them the Mandarin language, and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made the argument in a report released Tuesday. The latest action in a broad campaign to defend its internment of Uyghurs and other minorities in the face of growing criticism. The report published by Xinhua, China's official Xinhua news agency, said the ruling Communist Party's vision for the far western area is an assimilation of the indigenous Central Asian ethnic groups. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the country's embassy there from Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters Tuesday he was open-minded about the suggestion made by Dave Sharma, a former ambassador to Israel. U.S. President Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last December, breaking with a long-standing policy that Jerusalem's status should be settled as part of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. The U.S. embassy officially opened in Jerusalem in May. Germany has deported an accomplice of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States to his home country of Morocco. Munir al-Mutasek Tassadek had been spending almost 15 years in prison in Germany before he was deported Monday to Morocco. German media published photographs wearing a blindfold and being led by two armed policemen to a helicopter. German officials confirm he was flown out by a plane from Frankfurt Airport Monday evening. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has died at the age of 65, AP correspondent Mike Rossier is reporting.
Allen battled non-Hodgkin's lymphoma for several years. He had recently revealed he had begun new treatment for the disease that he first was treated for in 2009. Allen's company, Vulcan Incorporated, said in a statement he died Monday. Allen co-founded Microsoft with childhood friend Bill Gates. He was also owner of the NFL Seattle Seahawks, the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers, and Major League Soccer's Seattle Sounders. Paul Allen was 65. I'm Mike Rossia.
Facebook says that anyone who takes out a British political ad on the social media platform will now be forced to reveal their identity in a bid to increase transparency and curb misinformation. The company said Tuesday that it will also require disclaimers for any British political advertisements. All the data on the ad buyers will be archived for 7 years in a publicly accessible database. It's already doing something similar in the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.